Thanks for holding. My name is Kristen, the supervisor over the fire department. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Christine. My name is Marilyn Ordway. Okay, and I just got a report from my credit card company, Capital One, about somebody using my card, your company, since October the 4th of 21. And this has been a recurring charge every month until today. And first of all, I have not gotten any products from you all, and I did not authorize anybody to set up this account. And I would like a refund for these charges.
Ma'am, verify your shipping address.
What, dear?
Verify your shipping address.
2432 Jonquil Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70122.
You said 2432 Jonquil Street?
Uh-huh.
Okay, your email address, marilynodler2@gmail.com.
That's right.
All right, and you're stating that you never signed up for a foot massager for $7.45 to receive it at that amount back on October the 4th?
A foot massager? Yes, I did do that. But the other charges, they've been recurring since the next one was November the 12th of 21. I did not get any, I did not approve that. I did not do that one, or December the 13th, January the 12th, and today. I did not call in for anything else except for the foot massager.
All right, Ms. Marilyn. So I do want to make you aware that all calls are recorded. I do want to make
sure.
You aware that you did just state you did sign up for that foot massager, Ms. Marilyn. Now, when you signed up for that foot massager over the website, it did state in the terms and conditions that you can receive that foot massager for only the shipping of $7.45 by being enrolled into the monthly subscription for the Gadgets membership, which is an online discounted store where you receive through your email $125 gift codes to use over that store.
No, never did get that. No.
Okay. All right. I'm showing that they were sent through your email, Ms. Marilyn. So just give me a moment.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Marilyn, so what we're going to do is contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account. Whomever did use your information, they will be facing jail time or penalty charges. I do have to make you aware if it comes back that it is a false case of fraud, that you can be penalized as well. Would you like to go ahead and proceed with the investigation today?
Yes, like I said, this energy massager was billed from not from energy source, but from another source. I forgot the name of the company, Deals or Brad's, things like that, and it did not show where it had to be a subscription. It just showed the massager online.
Okay, so I did make sure that this is canceled out from any future billings for you, Ms. Marilyn.
Okay, well, what about the charges?
Right, so I did go ahead and get the charge for February the 12th of $56.95. I did get that refunded back into your account.
What about the other three?
Right. I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor to see if we can refund the other $14.95 and the $49.97. I'm waiting on her response.
And the other $14.95 on
ma'am, that
November
charge,
the 12th.
Yeah, that charge was let me look over your account for a moment. Give me one moment,
sure.
Okay? All right, Ms. Marilyn, so after looking over your account, I'm showing that
mm-hmm.
there is an active chargeback on your account, which means that you've disputed the charges with your bank. So we won't be able
right.
to issue
right.
a refund
right.
on the account.
Right. All right. I just wanted to tell you sure that the only product I received was the massager for $7.95. There was no other products delivered to me, not on November the 12th, December the 13th, January 12th, or today. So I did not, whatever was ordered, I did not get because I did not order them. Do you have a record of where they were sent?
When you stated that you signed up for the foot massager, that was shipped to your address. Now, what
right.
you're being
that
billed...
It. That's right. I got, like I said, I did get that one. Yes.
The monthly charges that you're receiving, those are for discounted online stores that you're receiving a voucher through your email for. It's not going to come, like, through the mail.
Well, I mean...
But, Ms. Marilyn, since there is a chargeback on your account...
I don't quite understand.
Yes. All right, Ms. Marilyn. So
right,
since
so,
there is...
So, like on November the 12th,
Ms. Marilyn,
1495, what was that for? Because I didn't use anything.
That was for the warranty. The $14.95 is an actual warranty on that foot massager, Ms. Marilyn. But since
okay.
you have a
all
chargeback
right. so
on the account...
That's okay. All right. What about the other $14.95 or these
well, you
December
were,
the 13th?
You have a chargeback, so that means you disputed that charge. And once it came back
right.
that the charge
okay.
was valid, your bank took it back out of your account. So that's what you're seeing.
Okay. What about the $49.97?
I just explained to you that that was for the membership, Ms. Marilyn. You will need to call back with your bank for further assistance to verify which
okay.
charges
yeah.
are
well,
in chargebacks.
I just said I did call back on the bank for that and the one today. $56. What was that for?
That is for the membership, Miss Marilyn. The $49.97 and
the
$56.95 are for the memberships for the online discounted stores. But in order for me to further assist you, you will have to call back with your bank on the line to verify which charges have not been disputed before we can assist you.
I called the bank and I disputed $56.95
and $49.97
today.
Okay, Ms. Marilyn. So we will have to have your bank on the line so that we can further assist you. But I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.